Okay, so our parsha mentions for the first of three times in the Torah the prohibition against not cooking meat with milk, from which Chazal derived that there are three prohibitions: don't eat it, don't cook it together, and don't benefit from it. Now, one of the halachic issues that comes up that people don't always realize, but is a serious issue and a biblical issue, is if you have pets, so feeding pets not kosher food is fine, right? You're allowed to benefit from not kosher food. But if something is basar b'chalav biblically, meaning it's cooked milk and meat together, so then you can't feed it to your pets either. That is hana, that's benefit from basar b'chalav, and therefore you actually need to check the food. Now, what does that actually entail? What does that mean? So the prohibition of basar b'chalav only applies to kosher species of meat. And therefore, animal food, pet food, which is made from horse meat, which is made from who knows what, from not kosher meat, is fine to feed to animals. That's not a problem. If it's made from kosher species, so then we have a bit of a question, because if let's say you have a kosher species like a cow, but it's not shechted, right? It's not kosher. Does the prohibition of basar b'chalav apply to it? The Rambam paskens that it does not. The Rambam says in order for basar b'chalav to be prohibited on a biblical level, it needs to be not just a kosher species, but it needs to be actually kosher meat. If it's not kosher meat, there's a rule called ein eser chalal eser, that a second prohibition cannot take effect if something is already prohibited. And therefore the Rambam says that not shechted meat will not create a problem basar b'chalav. And therefore, according to the Rambam, pretty much you'll never have a problem with pet food. The problem is that while the Dagla Mervava, the Nadihuda, does paskin like the Rambam, the consensus psak is, if at all possible, to avoid relying on the position of the Rambam, which would mean that if you have pet food and it's cooked, which it usually is, but you don't cook it, it was cooked before. So if it's not kosher species, then you can feed it to your animal. If it's a kosher species, it's cow meat, let's say, even though it wasn't shechted, according to the Rambam, it would be permitted, but the consensus psak would be that it is prohibited. And therefore, if at all possible, you should avoid it. And therefore, if you look at the kosher organizations, you look at the Star K, they have an article on it. They say that if you have a pet and you want to feed it, so you actually have to check the label. At least, you know, sometimes it'll tell you specifically where it comes from. If it says horse meat, so then it's fine. If it just says meat, so then you actually have to be worried about it, according to the position of Rov Rishonim against the Rambam. I remember when I took Yeridea and Smicha, I learned it there at Ganak, who's the CEO of the OU, and he said a pet food organization once called the OU, asking them how to make kosher pet food, and they asked him, should we use kosher meat? We were using pig. He's like, no, keep it to the pig. It's much better if it's pig. If it's kosher meat, we're much bigger problem. He said, Rabbi, you're really telling me you want it to be pig? Yes, I want it to be pig. That's less problematic. Now, the prohibition of basar b'chalav only for animals only applies if it is biblical. And therefore, another solution would be something made with chicken meat, because chicken, right, birds, poultry with milk is only rabbinically prohibited, and therefore it's prohibited to eat, but it's not prohibited to benefit from. And therefore, if you have pet food which is made with chicken and meat, that would also be permitted. So if you're looking to buy pet food, either you look for the one that's, right, not kosher species, pig, horse, whatever it might be, or you look for the one that is chicken, which is only derabanan, and therefore there's no problem of basar b'chalav to feed it to your pet. One last question that comes up in Psak is, okay, this is true of your pet. What if you want to feed it to a stray animal, right? Do you, I don't know, you go a stray animal, or let's say you go to a petting zoo. Do you have to check whether the food is basar b'chalav before you feed the animal there? So this is a machlokas. The Gra says it's not a problem, because since you don't get benefit, right, you don't own the stray animal, the animal in the petting zoo, it's not your responsibility to feed it, it's not called benefit. out of the goodness of your heart or to see the animal be happy or whatever you're doing, that's not enough of benefit, and therefore you don't have to worry about it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Taz, who says, no, that even the enjoyment you get from seeing the animal happy or whatever, the fact that you wanted to feed the stray or you wanted to feed the animal in the petting zoo, that is prohibited. And therefore, according to the Gra, you don't have to worry about these problems when the animal is not yours. According to the Taz, Mishnah Berurah, even if the animal is not yours, you have to deal with the same potential problems we talked about before, which, and again, then you would have to make sure that it's either a not kosher species, it's chicken, in which case only derabanan, or if you want to pass on the Rambam, which again is not the consensus psak, then there's no problem at all, because it would only be a problem if it was shechted, and it was actually kosher to eat, but again, that's not the majority psak, and we are, in fact, worried to make sure it's not basar b'challah. One more thing, if it wasn't clear, obviously all of this assumes that there's milk product in there. As I said at the beginning, if it's simply not kosher meat by itself, that's no problem, because you're allowed to feed animals not kosher meat. It's only basar b'challav. Trying to figure out whether there's milk in pet food is not so easy, because many of the, you know, obviously it says milk, there's milk, but there are many ingredients which may be dairy, which you wouldn't realize. If you look on the StarK's website, they have a list of things you're looking for. Obviously, things like whey, but also things like caseinate and the like could be milk products, and that's why you have to be so careful and checking the label. Again, if you want some details, you can look, just Google it on the StarK website. You'll see they have a list of things to look for. But again, kosher, non-kosher meat by itself is not the problem. It's only when it's both basar and chalav that you have the problem, again, depending on the issues that we spoke about before.